It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the side.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
This is what the Green Bay Packers need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Rick Spielman from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 25th overall. All right, Debo, let's jump to the old NFL mock draft database simulator with pick 25 here. Oh, boy. So, Rick, offensive tackle is obviously a need, but, I mean, Leiatu Latu's there, Byron Murphy's there. I don't know, not terribly huge needs, but score down a little bit, Debo. Let's see what else we got there.
Can I pick this so we can keep it going?
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer.
All right, who are you taking?
I'm going to take Byron Murphy. I can't believe he's still standing there. They're going to a 4-3 defense with Jeff Hafley coming in as the new defensive coordinator. They need an inside pass rusher, and Byron Murphy is a no-brainer in there to help them with an inside pass rush.
All right, so they have Devonta Wyatt, former first-round pick, and then Byron Murphy, and then Rashawn Garrett on the outside. Kenny Clark still there. 41. You want to look at offensive? Tyler Guyton's still sitting there at 41. I mean, is that a layup?
This is a layup. Yep.
All right, Tyler Guyton, come on down. David Bakhtiari has been released. They do have Rasheed Walker out of Penn State who played some last year, but they may want to add some depth and someone who has a chance to be a long-term starter there. Zach Tom's on the other side of the right tackle position, 58. Well, they take wide receivers in the second round. Keon Coleman's there. Well, they don't need a wide receiver. They do need a safety, though.
Nope. Give me the list of safeties, please.
Oh, boy. So Javon Bullard, Jaden Hicks, and Tyler Newbin are all there. I like all three players for different reasons.
Yeah, you got to have to go with Newbin. They need a partner. And Gutekis said at the owners' meetings, I believe, they want to bring a young safety along with Xavier McKinney, who they signed from the Giants.
All right. Pick 88. And this team has double-digit picks here. Mason Smith is there. Patrick Paul. Kieran Amagaje, who we spoke with at the Combine. Jalen Wright, if you're looking to bolster the running back position. They did bring back A.J. Dillon. They have Josh Jacobs. I don't know how far down that road.
Are there any corners left?
Kyrie Jackson, Chris Abrams-Drain, who's a good player. Cam Hart, who you like a lot.
Not excited about them.
What'd you say?
I'm not very excited about it.
Okay.
How about linebackers? They need a linebacker.
Oh my gosh. Jeremiah Trotter. Oh boy. He loves Trotter. He suddenly loves small linebackers. He's made an about turn.
I don't know. He reminds me of Eric Kendricks. I think this is a pretty good pick.
All right. Three picks later, back on the clock at 91. Best player available on this board is Patrick Paul. Jalen Wright's still there. The cornerbacks, I would imagine, are mostly still there, too. Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher. Spencer Rattler, if you want to give Jordan Love some competition, Rick.
I am going to wait for Spencer Rattler.
Okay. You're lost, but go ahead.
I can't get a corner. I need a corner.
There are corners available. What's wrong with Cam Hart here? You like him. I like Abrams-Drain and Kyrie Jackson a little better, but you're the GM.
Yeah, well, you're looking at – I'm not the GM. I'm just a scout in the corner.
You've taken the microphone. You're standing at the front of the room. That makes you the GM.
Because I couldn't stand the way the GM was running this thing. I need to get a corner. So give me Kyrie Jackson. I'll take
it. Oh, nice. Thank you. Alabama transfer, Oregon, long corner. Do you actually like him better than Cam Hart?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he's twitchier.
Okay. All right. We are to pick 126.
Give me the quarterbacks left.
Oh, you really are going to get quarterbacks. So we have Sean Clifford and Alex McGuff. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Michael Pratt here.
I like it.
Utica said that they're going to try to get another young quarterback. They don't have any backups right now. After Love, it's Sean Clifford. So I want to go with Michael Pratt, who's been a cat. And when we were down at LSU, you remember they talked about how well he threw?
Yeah.
I think that he's going to get an opportunity to maybe develop into a really good backup.
Let me ask you this. I think he just came off the board. They don't need it, but if you're picking here in the – what pick are we on here, Debo? We're at pick 169. If Ben Stinnett somehow happened to be there, would you take him, the tight end out of Kansas State?
In a heartbeat.
Okay. See where the tight ends are, Debo. I think I saw his name just go off the board in the third or fourth round. So he's gone. Okay, so he is gone. But you would take him regardless.
I would have took the quarterback because they drafted two tight ends last year.
Exactly.
Right?
But he's such a good player. So can you pass on him there? All right, what do we have at the all button, Debo? Best player available. So there's we got the linebacker. There's two there. Jamari Thrash, wide receiver. Garrendo, the running back. I don't know if you're interested in running backs at this point or you want to look elsewhere.
I'm going to go interior offensive line. Let me see what I've got left.
Oh, boy.
Guy I like. Just a good football player. Isaiah Adams.
Played
at LSU, but he is a tough hombre to get
like
him.
We've been taking a lot of Mason McCormick in this range. I think he goes top 90. So I like you went another direction. All right, so we're doing best player available conversations. We have four picks to go, Rick. And since you've done millions of best player available day, is this the working man's day? Is that right?
It's the working man's day.
All right, so I'll let you take the reins. Not like you haven't already.
Still with the reins. Give me running back. I'm going to take a running back here.
Oladipo is sitting right there.
Who?
Ketan Oladipo, the Oregon State safety sort of.
Oh, yeah. Too late. All the running backs. Go back to safety.
You got Tebow pushed all sorts of buttons. He's at the top there.
Yeah. Take the Oregon State kid.
Nice. Love him. All right. Let's see what we got at running backs, Tebow, when you up to speed. Dylan Lobby, Rasheen Ali, saw both of them at the Senior Bowl. Chase McClellan.
I'm going to go with Chase McClellan just because I know him.
Where did he transfer from? Do you remember?
I don't think he transferred, did he?
I think he did. Alabama kid, obviously, last year.
Right.
And so Miles Cole, the edge rusher.
What number we're on? What round are we in? Like
we have two picks left, 245 and 255.
Boy. What else do I need?
Nothing. You literally checked every box.
Linebacker, safety, DT, corner. Is there any? I did corner. OT, I got.
Oh, Ryan Watts, I like. Kamal Haddon, I like. DeAndre Prince is a good player. Daquan Hardy is a tough interior, Nick. Jarius Moore is a big outside corner for Tulane. There's some athletes here if they interest you.
Go with the kid from Tulane. I'm going to go with a Nick. Hardy.
Hardy's from Penn State.
That's fine. I'll make the kid from Tulane up.
You'll boom inside. Yeah. I thought you told him on the phone when you drafted him.
We'll talk about it when he gets
Keith in. Randolph plays inside. He played next to Johnny Newton in Illinois. He's a good player. Yeah.
He's stiff.
No, we're his last pick of the seventh round. How's your?
Back. Is that the? That's not. The guard from Michigan that broke his
leg. Oh no! Yeah, not Zenter. Drake Newton's a good player, but I mean, again, he's undersized. Oh boy, he's undersized. All right, what about Javonte Jean-Baptiste? He looks the part.
Ugh, he's not instinctive.
Andrew Rame's a good player, interior offensive lineman out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, both the linebacker out of Michigan and the edge rusher. Will Reichard, do you want to get a kicker?
No.
The funny thing is the kicker is Anders Carlson, so I don't know if you can cut two Carlson brothers.
No.
But Means is a good wide receiver. They don't need wide receivers, but I like him.
Go back to who did I see that was very interesting? No.
You gotta do a better job organizing your draft board, Rick.
Well, this draft board is like giving me a headache. Give me the other Michigan linebacker, the linebacker.
Harrelyn Barrett. You want Barrett?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Michael Barrett it is. That is it. So got Byron Murphy at 25. That's a layup, according to Rick. Then Tyler Guyton, also a layup, left tackle. Tyler Newbin, the safety, adds depth. And he could be there at 58 in real life, it feels like. Jeremiah Trotter, interior off defensive line. Excuse me, linebacker, up all linebacker. Kyrie Jackson, the Oregon long corner. You get some depth behind Jordan Love and Michael Pratt. And then you have 50 picks, it feels like, on day three. One of my favorites, Keaton Oladipo, Jarius Monroe. And then you wrap things up with Michigan linebacker Michael Barrett.
He'll help out special teams.
Yeah, I mean, those are the things you're thinking about there. All right, that wraps up the Perfect Packers draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned, Rick, for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.